we're going to be offering free repairs of small electrical items, clothing, upholstery, wood stuff, possibly furniture. Yeah.
Computers, so electronic items.
Bikes as well.
Bikes.
And then alongside that, having a kind of affordable cafe. So, you know, biscuits, tea, coffee, cake, that sort of thing. So really just a place for the community to come and to have free repairs. But I think the great thing about it is that we're using people from the community to do the repairs. So people have volunteered their times and their gifts to come and repair things for us.
I'm a super glue kind of girl, so I wouldn't be much use.
Well, I suspect if we get a pottery person in the future, that super glue might come in.
Yeah. Yeah, if you can super glue in a straight line, that'd be great. Yeah.
Why did you decide to do this?
Elspeth, go on, because you're very eco-minded.
There was a suggestion of doing it a few years ago by another group, and then that just fizzled out. And we thought at that time, this is a really good idea. And in the meantime, my daughter and son-in-law started one in Preston, so we started to, you know, get the idea firmed up. So we just went for it. We thought, right, we'll see if there's any interest out there. So we put out an advert to see if anybody would volunteer, and we got a few volunteers straight away. So we've now got a possibility of 7 volunteers, and we want to expand the sorts of things we do. But we'll start with, you know, what we've got so far. And then they're repairers, and then we've got a few volunteers who've said, yeah, we'll work in the kitchen, or we'll register the item and, you know, just help out. And,
But I think part of it as well, in this church, quite a few of our members are very mindful of issues like climate change, climate justice, you know, eco and that sort of thing. So part of it is that mentality, isn't it?
Yes.
Of trying to repair, trying to mend rather than just throwing away and things being, you know, used a couple of times and then, well, it's no good anymore. Which obviously I think is really important considering the current climate of hardship and poverty, actually.
Yeah, because over the last few years we've been living in a throwaway society, haven't we?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So those issues to do with climate crisis, but also the cost of living. Hopefully this can be a resource that's really helpful for families that are struggling and people that just can't afford to just buy new shoes and clothes and things as soon as they break.
And we also want to educate people to be able to do the repairs themselves. So if you've never sewn on a button and, you know, you would normally throw something away, because come along and we'll sew it on for you, but we can also show you how to do it yourself.
Yeah.
Or a bike repair, simple bike repair. It's, you know, trying to make sure that we change people's attitudes to the throwaway society and make them think, let's see if that can be repaired before we throw it away.
When and where is it taking place?
So it's going to be here. We're beginning on the 21st of May at 10 o'clock till 1 o'clock. We've got the mayor and mayoress coming at 10:30 on that day for the launch. So they're going to be coming to join us, which will be really good. And then it's going to be monthly, isn't it?
Yes, third Saturday of every month, except for December.
And we'll have different repairers, hopefully, each month. So our promo before, we'll say what repairers we have available. So this time I think we've got someone doing upholstery, sewing, so clothing as well. Have we got someone possibly for bikes?
We've got somebody for bikes, somebody for the computers, two sewers. Well, one sewer is a machine sewer, that's me, and one is a hand sewer and also knitwear. She does knitwear patches as well as just sort of mending.
How long will you continue it on for?
For as long as there's a need, I think. Like all things, when you try them, sometimes the community recognise, this is something we wanted, something we needed. Some things have a season, so it might last however long people keep coming and seeing it as a helpful resource. Some things don't take off, and that's okay. We'll learn from them, won't we? So, we'll keep going until there's no need for us. Hopefully everyone will be able to sew in a year's time and fix their own bikes.
And because most of the volunteers are actually from outside the church, I think it will have a life of its own.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've got some very enthusiastic people who want to come along and help who aren't repairers, you know, who will help with the running of it as well. So even if it didn't, you know, if it outgrew this building, for instance, it would still happen. It might move to somewhere else to expand. But at the moment, we've got 3 floors that we can use for repairers.
Yeah. So. And it's for the community, isn't it, that we're doing it? So that's the mindset, really. As long as it serves the community. And I think it's great that we've got repairers and volunteers from outside of the church, because I think that shows a community spirit almost, isn't it? You know, that enthusiasm to get involved, to come along and have a go, so...